Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mombra Tailosh. Let's take a look at the headlines. The Ford calls on the government to urgently ratify the African Disability Protocol. Emirates and Qatar Airways have suspended scheduled flights into Lusaka. Families of Kenyans fighting for Russia in Ukraine petition Parliament. And CAF postpones WAFCON to July. And other news and detail. Acting leader of government business in the National Assembly, Jack Mwimbo, says the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, has provided sufficient biometric voter registration kits across the country in the ongoing voter verification exercise to ensure all eligible citizens verify their details. Delivering a ministerial statement to Parliament, Mr. Mwimbo says ECZ has deployed 2,354 biometric voter registration kits nationwide, ensuring a minimum of one kit per ward. He noted that the strategic deployment underscores the Commission's commitment to an inclusive and transparent electoral process. Mr. Mwimbo says that the allocation results in a surplus of 496 kits, with each district equipped with additional kits beyond ward requirements. He further urged members of the public to apply for transfers only if they moved from their ordinary residence during the 2025 mobile voter registration exercise. Organizations representing persons with disabilities in Zambia have called on the government to urgently ratify the African Disability Protocol, saying the move is critical to strengthening the rights and inclusion of persons with disabilities. Speaking to the media in Lusaka, Meshack Katongo Mutamba, program manager at the Zambia Federation of Disability Organizations, SAFOD, says Zambia must take decisive steps to align itself with continental commitments that promote the protection and empowerment of persons with disabilities. He explains that while the protocol complements the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities, it specifically addresses challenges faced within the African context, including stigma, harmful practices and barriers to education, healthcare, employment, justice and political participation. Mr. Mutamba noted that the African Disability Protocol came into force in 2024 after at least 15 African countries ratified it, with nations such as Angola, Kenya, South Africa, Uganda, Nigeria and Zimbabwe already taking action.
We acknowledge government's public commitment to complete ratification in the first quarter of 2026 as referenced during parliamentary discussions, including the private members' motion raised on 25th July 2025, where the House considered questions on the ratification and domestication of the African Disability Protocol. However, progress toward depositing the instrument with the African Union has not been evident, and each month of delay prolongs the barriers experienced by people with disability in our country. Ratifying the African Disability Protocol will strengthen legal protection against discrimination and harmful practices, align Zambia with continental standards, and strengthen accountability, accelerate inclusion in schools, workplaces, healthcare services, justice, and civic life.
The Ministry of Education has commended the Forum for African Women Educationalists of Zambia, FAWEZA, for its continued role in promoting gender equality and improving access to education following the unveiling of the FAWEZA Secretariat House named in honor of the organization's founder, the late Dr. Kabunda Kayongo. The ceremony, held as part of FAWEZA's 30th anniversary celebrations, brought together education stakeholders, partners and community members to reflect on the organization's contribution to advancing girls' education in Zambia. Speaking on behalf of the Permanent Secretary Administration, Education Executive Director at the Ministry of Education, Yvonne Chulu, says the naming of the house symbolizes the lasting impact of individuals whose dedication has transformed lives through education.
The Ministry of Education deeply values the partnership with FAWEZA. Together, we have worked to promote policy, including supporting young mothers to reclaim their school places, strengthen guidance and counseling in schools, and create safe and supportive learning environments. These milestones have not been achieved in isolation, but through collaboration, trust, and shared efforts. Ladies and gentlemen, FAWEZA's strategies of policy influence, demonstrative intervention, capacity building, and partnership, not forgetting network, have contributed to the celebrated results of gender parity at enrollment at both primary and secondary school levels.
Meanwhile, FAWEZA National Chairperson Professor Enala Tembo says the unveiling of the Kabunda Kayongo House is symbolic and closely aligned with the spirit of International Women's Day, which is commemorated globally and this year under the theme Rights, Justice and Action for All Women and Girls. And FAWEZA Executive Director Constant Kanchele also highlighted the organization's ongoing efforts to expand access to tertiary education through the Second Chance Pathways program, targeting 750 vulnerable youths across the country. Meanwhile, the family of the late Dr. Kabunda Kayongo has expressed gratitude to FAWEZA for honoring her legacy, with her daughter describing the educationist as a visionary leader whose passion for learning and national development continues to inspire generations. The Human Rights Commission has condemned the acts of violence perpetrated by two male foreign nationals against a female employee of Samfresh, which were captured in a video currently circulating on social media. Commission Chairperson Pamela Towela Sambo notes that while the law permits private persons to effect an arrest where there is reasonable suspicion that a criminal offence has been committed through the manner in which the Zamfresh employee was restrained, unreasonable, excessive and unlawful, Dr. Sambo says no person, regardless of the circumstances, has the right to subject another individual to treatment that violates their dignity, bodily integrity. And autonomy. She says preliminary investigations conducted by the commission reveal that the use of such extreme measures were unnecessary at the time of the incident. Now, the Zambia Airports Corporation says as a result of prevailing airspace and safety considerations in parts of the Middle East, Emirates and Qatar Airlines have suspended scheduled flights into Lusaka. Senior Manager, Corporate Affairs and Communication, Mwamba Chasaya Siame, says operational decision has been taken by the airlines to safeguard passengers and equipment as per international requirements. Ms. Yame has assured that despite this temporary suspension, airport operations at the Kenneth Kaunda International Airport remain functional.